Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Checked in.
darling, are you from paradise?
Well, I tell him, don't I?
Now, mate, little airport.
Absolutely fair to say that that was not the best start to the playlist that I have yet managed. I can only apologise for the technical issues that were occurring at this end, which involved me having to restart the playout software that I use because things weren't going the way they should have gone. Hopefully, we're now done with all that nonsense. And can I apologise for the fact that my microphone was open, even though I didn't need it to be, and I may have done a swear. That was Cats UK with Luton Airport. Thank you, Revian, for suggesting that. Ahead of that, you may have heard, I don't know, I assume it played out, The Beatles with The Ballad of John and Yoko. This is the Lancashire Hot Pots.
Week. I'm rushing back home quick. I'm starving, and for a Clendenos, I could eat a buttered brick. I need stodgy food without the fuss. Then wife gives me a plate of couscous. I said, I'm sorry, love, I want a chippy tea.
Chippy tea, chippy tea, I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh nosh, it don't agree with me. I don't want lobster thermidor or your raspberry coulis. I'm a working man from Lancashire and I want a chippy tea.
Plenty salt and vinegar on that, love. Leave it open, will you, darling? It's dark when I set off to work. It's dark when I come warm. And all I want is simple food, not dim sum from Kenholm. Her inspiration's ready, steady, cook. Am I eating it? Am I? It's Friday night. I want a chippy tea.
Chippy tea, chippy tea, I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh nosh, it don't agree with me. I don't want lobster thermidor with a raspberry coulis. It's Friday night and within me right, I want a chippy tea.
And in the Rev kitchen, William has prepared griddled squid with coconut pesto, chili jam, and an iced cointreau custard.
And in the Lancashire kitchen, Bernard's brought back from the chippy chips, peas, pudding, gravy, craft, a can of curry, a barm cake, and a can of Imtor. No!
Chippy tea, chippy tea, I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh nosh, it don't agree with me. I don't want lobster thermidor with a raspberry coulis. I'm a working man from Lancashire and I want some chippy tea.
Got any little sachets of tomato sauce? Throw us a chicken in there, will you, love? Winging chippies, they have babby's heads. It's Italian, so they serve splits. But that's giving me nouvelle cuisine. And all I want is chips. I don't care if it's one of Nigella's. I think that's a funny name for a fella. I'm not eating it. I want a chippy tea. One last time.
Chippy tea, chippy tea, I want a chippy tea. But you keep giving me posh nosh, it don't agree with me. You can keep your Jimmy Oliver and your Gordon Ramsay. I'm a working man from Lancashire and I want a chippy tea.
Right, throw a sausage in that batter, love. Pack us one of them 2p40s.
That was the Lancashire Hot Pots with Chippy Tea. So tonight's theme, should we start the show? Should we start it properly now, eh? That previous 10 minutes was an art installation. Yeah, that's what it was. It was an art installation in which a fat bald guy from the south of England swears into a microphone over choppy audio. This is the playlist. You're listening to Love a Brother Radio, and I am Darren, and I can only apologise for all of that. Actually, not the Lover Brother radio bit, because that's the best bit about all of this. I had some quite stupid technical issues at my end. But I think I've smashed all the gremlins now, so let's see how we go. So the theme this week, for there must be a theme, otherwise there will not be a playlist. The theme this week is my hometown. Not my hometown, although the first track was Standing on the Dock at Southampton. That's where I grew up, and in fact where I live now. Well, I mean Eastleigh, but it's basically Southampton. And then that was followed up by Cats UK with Luton Airport, because Revian lives in Luton or grew up in Luton. I don't know your history. And then that last one there was Lancashire Hot Pots, Chippy Tea, from 2007's Never Mind the Hot Pots. Wonderful track, which I sing every single time I go to the chip shop, and have done since about 2009 when I first discovered that song. So thank you very much to Heapy, who is currently on the M40 and tells me that the traffic is dreadful. Travel reports here on labr.online. This, suggested by Petra Phoenix, because I assume she lives in Rotterdam, is Rotterdam by the Beautiful South.
The people are pickles for sure, and no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone. Everyone is blonde and everyone is beautiful. And when blonde and beautiful are multiple, they become so dull and dutiful. And when faced with dull and dutiful, they fire red warning flares, battle cocky personality with red underwear. Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere pickles for sure, and no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone, anywhere alone, anywhere alone, anywhere alone, alone, alone. Ooh, this could be Rotterdam.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
These words were composed by Spencer the Rover, who travelled Great Britain and most parts of Wales. He had been so reduced,
which caused great confusion,
and that was the reason he went on the roam. In Yorkshire, near Rotherham, he had been on his rambles. Being weary of travelling, he sat down to rest. At the foot of yonder mountain,
there runs a clear fountain.
With bread and cold water, he himself did refresh. It tasted more sweeter than the gold he had wasted, more sweeter than honey, and gave more content. But the thoughts of his babies,
lamenting their father,
brought tears in their eyes, which made him lament. The night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted, with woodbine and ivy his bed for to make. There he dreamt about sighing,
lamenting and crying,
go home to your family and rambling forsake. On the 5th of November, I've a reason to remember, when first he arrived home to his family and wife. They stood so surprised
when first he arrived,
to behold such a stranger once more in their sight. His children came around him with their brittle prattling stories, with their brittle prattling stories to drive care away. Now they are united,
like birds of one feather,
like bees in one hive, contented they'll be. So now he is a-living in his cottage, contented, with woodbine and roses growing all around the door. He's as happy as those that
have thousands of riches.
Contented he'll stay and go a-rambling no more.
You can always rely on Piers Corley to suggest some very traditional folk music. But that was indeed suggested by Piers. That was Bob Copper and Ron Copper with Spencer the Rover, well, the Copper family. I don't really know much about them, so it's either or both. Anyway, it's an enjoyable bit of folk music. I enjoyed that. Lots of talk of roving around the country, but I believe he's close to Rotherham these days, hence the suggestion of that one, because Spencer roved through Rotherham. And ahead of that was The Beautiful South with Rotterdam, brackets or anywhere, from 1996's Blue is the Colour, suggested by Petra Phoenix. So thank you very much for that, Petra. One of the interesting things that a few years back, I bought these headphones that I'm currently wearing. They're Sony's. They're very nice production headphones. But prior to owning these headphones, I'd never really owned any that picked up loads of detail. And you know, I've heard that song, I've heard Rotterdam a number of times in my life, and I've never noticed how much piano there is in it until listening to it now. So I do recommend everybody goes out and just buys some good headphones. And I'm not talking like spending 200 quid on Bluetooth ones. I'm talking like these ones were 90 quid. But they're really good studio headphones. Anyway, this show brought to you by really good studio headphones. Big, really good studio headphones. Buy some really good studio headphones today. They will make your life better and they will make you sexier. Not that that's possible, of course. I'm Darren. This is labr.online, Lover Brother Radio. You are listening to the playlist where the theme tonight is my hometown. This next one is not my hometown, but it is the hometown of White Wolf, who suggested the Wave Pictures with a letter from Hull.
I came here by car from London, where the buses snort like horses, impatient at the lines. The pigeons eat for free, the squirrels leap from tree to tree, the foxes creep like ghosts all night. And I know you, I know. Had a hard year, I know that you've been blue. I heard from Carol what they did to you. I'm sorry that I left you behind, I'm sorry that I'm not around. I miss you, I miss the whole crew, but I know. Thank you.
beautiful. That's John Renbourn's Scarborough Fair, which sadly for John Renbourn and Pater Floof, who suggested it. It goes on for another 4 minutes, and I simply don't have time to be playing 7-minute folk odysseys. But thank you to Pater Floof for suggesting it. Like I said, that was Scarborough Fair, which I'm thinking is where Pater Floof lives. They're a new name to this show, so welcome along to the playlist, and I apologise. Ahead of that was The Wave Pictures with A Letter from Hull, a band with whom I was completely unfamiliar until hearing that song. So that was enjoyable. That came out a couple of years ago as well, so yeah, I will look them up a little bit more. So this is the playlist. I am Darren, and I'm still talking over John Renbourn. Apologies, John. This next one, suggested by Arakin, who I believe lives in Berlin. And the way they approached this was to suggest a track that reminds them of the town they're in. Because as far as I'm aware, it doesn't mention the city of Berlin. But it's from the soundtrack to Run Lola Run, which was filmed in Berlin. And so it reminds them of Berlin. And it's a great tune. So enjoy. This is Franco Potente with Believe.
Lola. Wenn ich jetzt sterben würde, was würdest du machen?
Ich würde ihn nicht sterben lassen.
I don't believe in trouble, I don't believe in pain. I don't believe there's nothing left but running here again. I don't believe in promise, I don't believe in chance. I don't believe you can resist the things that make no sense. I don't believe in silence, cause silence seems so slow. I don't believe in energy, if tension is too low. I don't believe in panic, I don't believe in fear. I don't believe in prophecies, so don't waste any tears.
Thank you.
really enjoyed that. That was Franca Potente with Believe. That was taken from the soundtrack to 1999's Run Lola Run, which is, I have to admit, a movie film that I have not yet seen. Although I do remember it popping up a lot in the... It must have been like Blockbuster Video or something. I remember seeing it back in 99. Yeah, Blockbuster Video did exist still then, didn't it? And I'm just very old. Anyway... Yes, that was great. Thank you very much to Arakin for suggesting that. Very much enjoyed that. Quite a nice an underworld vibe to it. Yeah, it was really good. I'm going to look up more of their work. So yes, this is the playlist. This week's theme is My Hometown. Based purely on the fact that last week, I can't remember what song was playing. But somebody reminded me that there's a Tiny Temper track. In fact, I think it was Tiny Temper's first single that completely bizarrely mentions Southampton. And I remember being first hearing that and thinking, what? Did he just name check the city I grew up in? Even though he's not from here. It was really, really odd. And I just thought, you know what? That'd be a fun one to roll with. And, well, here we are, with plenty of tracks suggested by you guys, but with a couple in that I've dropped in purely because I wanted to. And that includes this next one, which I'm going to play this on behalf of my child, who lives in Winchester, currently, where he is at university. And well, this entire song is about Winchester. So sit back and enjoy Frank Turner, which... Amazingly, I've yet to play any Frank Turner on this show. This is the 20th week on LABR, and I've yet to play any Frank Turner, which is amazing. So anyway, this one is Wessex Boy.
Rolling? Yeah. Okay. One, two, come on. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Story of the things I've found, hanging out and drinking with my friends in the cathedral grounds, and late to dodging drunks as we dance along Jury Street. As we wander uptown to the railway, our friends to meet. There's something about coming back to your hometown again, the place where you grew up and where you found your finest friends, and though none of them still. And I've got nowhere to go. I'm a Wessex boy, and when I'm here, I'm home. Let me tell you all a little story of the things I've lost, huddling for warmth on the top step of the bar to cross, sitting on the benches by the bridges at the riverside, counting down the hours for the buses, cause I missed my ride. There's something about coming back to your hometown again, the place where you grew up and where you found your family's friends, and though none of them still live here, and I've got nowhere to go, I'm a Wessex boy, a Wessex boy, and when I'm here, somebody else will sing the words, and I'll feel like I'm home. Nowhere to go, well, I'm a Wessex boy. I'm a Wessex boy.
Wasn't that a lovely thing? It was Frank Turner with Wessex Boy, taken from England Keep My Bones from, I didn't find the date for that one, so I'm going to say it was 2010. I think 2010, because I was living in Bournemouth at the time. I love that album so much. I love the first few Frank. In fact, I love Frank Turner. He's great. He does his thing and he does it well. I've seen him, I think, three times. I interviewed him the first time I saw him for a project when I was at uni. The second time I saw him. The second time I saw him was a small festival out near Salisbury called the Llama Tree Festival, which was really good. And then the third time I saw him was at the O2 Arena, performing to about 25,000 people. So the first time was there was about 100 of us rammed into this little club upstairs in Northampton, I think. Nottingham. Basically the same place, aren't they? Upstairs in this little bar in Nottingham. Yeah, and then the last time I saw him was at the O2 Arena. So it's fair to say that he done good. He put out a split record with NoFX a couple of years back as well, covering each other's songs. So yeah, I think it's fair to say that the lad from Winchester's done all right. It's what I really love about that track is that he sings about the railway, which is a bar that I have been to a number of times to see bands playing. Usually shitty little punk bands, but, you know. But one of my regrets is I never got a chance to see him play that there. Because he can't play the railway these days. Or if he does, he plays it under a different name. But I think he lives in London these days anyway. But, anyway. That was Frank Turner with Wessex Boy, and I blathered on quite a lot. So I'm going to shut up and play some more tunes. This is the playlist. You are listening to Love A Brother Radio, labr.online. I am Darren, and this is Mark Knopfler.
We had no way staying afloat. We had to leave on a ferry boat. Economic refugees on the run to Germany. We had the back of Maggie's hand. Times were tough in Geordie land. We got our tools and work and gear and humped it all from Newcastle to here. Why I'm a traveling boys, in the dust and dirt and the racking noise. Drills and hammers, diggers and picks, mixing concrete, laying bricks. There's English, Irish, Scots, the lot. United Nations, what we've got. Brickies, chippies, every trade. German building, British made.
plenty Deutschmarks here to earn. And German tarts are wunderschön. German beer is chemical free. Germany's our rhythm. Sometimes I miss my river time. Tonight we'll drink the old town dry, keep our spirit levels high.
With a tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Sitting in a sleazy snack bar, sucking sickly sausage rolls. Slipping down, slowly slipping down sideways. Think I'll sign off the door. Cause the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine.
Could a copper catch a crooked coffin maker? Could a copper comprehend that a crooked coffin maker's just an undertaker who undertakes to be your friend?
And the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine.
Tell the truth tomorrow, today will take its time to tell you what tonight will bring. Presently we'll have a pint or two together, everybody do their thing. Swing together, we can have a wee-wee. We can have a wet on the wall. If someone slips a whisper that it's simple, sister, slap them down and slap it on their smalls.
Cause the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. Fog on the Tyne is all mine. Fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. Fog on the Tyne is all mine. Fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. Fog on the Tyne is all mine.
That was a little professional Geordie double play there with Lindisfarne with Fog on the Tyne, obviously. And ahead of that was Mark Knopfler with Why I Man with, God, I'm sorry about that. Apologies to any Geordies or Northumberland type folks who are listening. With backing vocals from Jimmy Nail, among others, because, well, it was the whole of Auf Wiedersehen Pet, the cast of Auf Wiedersehen Pet did the backing vocals on that track. So there you go. The More You Know. Which, you know, you'd know that if you'd watched the last series of Auf Wiedersehen Pet from about 15 years ago. That was a couple of professional Geordies there. I do love Mark Knopfler, and I do love Dire Straits, and there's a lot of people out there that discount the work of Dire Straits as just being cheesy pub rock, and those people are wrong in every way, and can be put to the stake, quite frankly. This is just to say, the Mark Knopfler track was suggested by Steve Nixon, thank you Steve, and the Fog on the Tyne was suggested by Aunt McRae, or Andy, to his mum. So thank you very much for suggesting those excellent tracks. In fact, I've got a feeling that Steve also suggested Fog on the Tyne. So double whammy there for Steve. Thank you very much. This one, on behalf of Sheepnik from the mighty Achtung Bono, is Half Man, Half Biscuit.
A market town that lacks quintessence. That's Chatterers without your presence. Three good butchers, two fine chandlers, an indoor pool and a first-class cake shop. Ofsted plaudits, envy of the fens. Prick barriers at both ends. But what's Chatterers if you're not there? What's Chatterers if you're not there? What's Chatterers if you're not there? What's Chatterers if you're not there?
Many thanks to Sheepnik for suggesting that, because that was lovely. I've never been to Chatteris, but now I want to go there. Is it worth going? Please send me your travel reports. Is Chatteris a good place, or is it just not worth going to if you're not there? This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. The reason I bring that up is because it's good to tell people what station they're listening to. It just makes good business sense. Hey, I didn't get a radio production degree for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. So LABR is run by he tells me it's a 2.5 person operation, and I've yet to figure out who the half a person is, but one of those 2.5 people is Brother Soul, who is coming up after this, actually, at 10 o'clock tonight. Brother Soul will be back. But anyway, Brother Soul, to the best of my knowledge, is from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Are you getting the name now? Anyway, this one was suggested by Davey Bot, because it's a great track, and I think his mum's from here. But also, so is Brother Soul. So this one's a double whammy. Davey Bot, Brother Soul, you're both getting this one. This is Springsteen with Streets of Philadelphia.
bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Like stone, I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. That night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
It's okay. I'm good. Let's go. Stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it play, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Yeah, pass out. Yeah, I'm in charge now. I'm a star and I put my fucking cars down. I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. Heidi and Audrina, eat your heart out. I used to listen to you, don't wanna bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house. Disturbing London, baby, we about to branch out. Soon I'll be the king like Prince Charles, Charles. Yeah, yeah, and there ain't nobody fresher. Semester to semester, raving with the freshers. 20 light bulbs around my table and my dresser. CLC compressor, just in case that don't impress her. Say hello to Dexter, say hello to Uncle Fester. Got him gazing at my necklace and my crazy sun protectors. G-shucks, I got a crazy dumb collection. Haters, I can't fucking hear your reception. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it play, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Pass out. Say hello, they say hola, and they say bonjour. I'm pissed I never got to fly on a Concorde. I've been Southampton, but I've never been to Scunthorpe. I'm fucking crazy with the kicks, call me Jean-Claude. I'm about to be a bigger star than my mum for. Cause every day I got a groupie at my front door. Now I drive past the bus I used to run for. Where's my fucking clap? Where's my encore? I walk alone, cause I was born alone. I chaps her just for fun, I'll never ever call a phone. I leave her in the club, I'll never ever walk her home. D.O. the fucking foundation, I'm the cornerstone. I'm pretty famous, I'm sort of known. And if your son doesn't, I bet your daughter knows. Check out my visual, check out my audio. Extraordinary, yo, hope you enjoy the show. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it play, let it go. We hit the ground.
Boss out.
Up in a cheeky bastard man, and look at all the drama we started. Now I'm in here laying on my back singing DJ, won't you give me one more track?
I'm a big fan of the D&B breakdown at the end of that track. Yeah, more of that kind of thing, please. That was Tiny Temper with Pass Out. And yeah, he's been to Southampton, but he's never been to Scunthorpe. And, you know, I think his life is probably fine for that, to be quite honest. I've never been to Scunthorpe and I'm fine. Yeah, this is the playlist. I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me here on Lover Brother Radio for another Monday of joyous celebration of music from across the board. I think it's fair to say that genre-wise, this show is a broad church. For ahead of the top of the hour, I played The Specials with Ghost Town, a suggestion from Sharon Gascoigne, which, while it never explicitly mentions Coventry, and probably isn't about Coventry, it may as well be. And ahead of that was Bruce Springsteen, the boss himself, with The Streets of Philadelphia, which it is my sad duty to inform you that song is 31 years old, and you are very old now. But on the subject of Brother Soul, he tells me a little Brother Soul tip that he lived just around the corner from where Philadelphia was filmed. So there you go, a little one for you Brother Soul fact collectors out there. Thanks for joining me. This is the kind of good quality you get here on the playlist. And this, suggested by Sod's Lawyer, is the Wolfgang Press with Birmingham.
Time.
As much as I'm enjoying this song, I cannot condone a band allowing themselves a 30-second fade-out. It's just greedy. That was the Wolfgang Press with Birmingham, suggested by Sod's Lawyer, so thank you very much for that. That was really cool. Again, another band. I keep banging this drum. One of the things I love most about doing this show is the sheer breadth of music that gets pushed my way that I would otherwise never have heard. So it's really fun to be able to share that with other people. So I hope you enjoy that element of this as much as I do, because it's great. That was a really lovely track. I enjoyed that enormously. That was taken from the album Queer from 1992. So that track's like 32 years old and I've only just heard it. That's new music to me. That's wonderful. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? Anyway, if you wanted to know what it's like being a rock and roll DJ who puts out this eclectic mix of nonsense and frippery of a Monday evening, Monday evening my time, of course. If you want to know how rock and roll it is, while that song was playing, my boy cat Milo came in after having been outside for the last hour and a half, couple of hours, promptly used the litter tray and then shouted at me about it. So, yay? Suggested by the Bread Monkey, this is West Wickham's with The Conformist. Great. That was West Wickham's with The Conformist, suggested by the Bread Monkey. That wonderful pseudo Joy Division, really cold post-punk type track from, let me just check my notes here, 2023's Vivre Sa Vie. That came out December last year. So Sod's Lawyer in the chat on stream.labr.online suggesting that it screams 1983. And it does, but it is not. I really enjoyed that. That was good. So yes, another band that I'm going to have to check out. I'm not going to have any time to listen to music that I already know. That'll never do me as a nostalgia nerd in his mid-40s. This next one was suggested by the producer of this show, the inestimable producer of this show, Hayley, who is listening in the office upstairs while doing some painting on Procreate, no doubt. This is technically not the town that grew up in, but it is the next one along. And as far as I'm aware, no one has written a song about Clevedon, because why the hell would you? This is Portishead with Glory Box. At least it will be eventually. Very slow intro to this one. Ramps up very slowly.
I just so wanna be a woman. What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
My heart was broken. My heart was broken.
And my bird.
That really is something else, isn't it? That was The Proclaimers from 1988 with Sunshine on Leith, taken from the album of the same title. That was suggested by Davey Bott, who lives about half a mile away from Hibs Stadium. While technically not in Leith, he didn't even suggest that track. He suggested another one. I can't remember what it was now. He also noted that he lives quite close to the stadium and hears the crowd singing that whenever the team win, whenever Hibs win. And I was like, yeah, I can't turn down an opportunity to play Sunshine on Leith, can I? Because it's such a beautiful piece. I love it. I really do. People always, I don't know, maybe it's just my generation. There was the whole Letter from America and then 500 Miles and The Proclaimers are kind of a joke, you know. They were the specky Scottish lads who sang in really thick Scottish accents. But they're actually really, really good. Go back and listen to that album and tell me that that's not properly genius music. It's really wonderful. And so thank you for obliquely suggesting that one, Davey. Ahead of that was Glory Box by Portishead, taken from 1994's Dummy, and that was suggested by Hayley. Fun little bit of trivia. I say fun. Please note the enormous air quotes. There's a youth club in Portishead where I volunteered for a couple of months, helping out with their radio station that they did. And helping the kids learn how to do podcasting. And they've got a recording studio there with a gold disc for Dummy on the wall because the studio was funded by the members of Portishead. So good guys all round, I think it's fair to say. Right, so, my bed's ran out. Oh no. There we go, that's more like it. Right, well, I'm going to crack on with some more music. This is The Playlist. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio. I am Darren, for all my sins. And, and happy birthday to my brother, by the way. I know it was my birthday last week, but it's my brother's birthday today. And he won't be alive, Clive, on this one. He's very much a late Kate. He listens to it in the car while he's driving his son around. So, hello, Joshy. And hello, Tony. Happy birthday, Tony. I don't know when you'll listen to this, but I hope you're enjoying the show nonetheless. You will not enjoy this next track, though, because it's one of them loud ones that you don't like. Suggested by Beardy Foxy from 2005. This is Buckethead, who played with Guns N' Roses for a while and has released about 32 records. Literally 32. Go on his Wikipedia, it's mad. This is Nottingham Lace. We'll be right back.
The wisteria on the back veranda are still blooming, and all the great aunts are either insane or dead. And Kensington Road runs straight for a while before turning. We lived on the bend, was there I was raised and fed, counting and running as I go down past the hedges, all in a row in Adelaide, Adelaide, Adelaide. Adelaide. Death's hand used to shake, but I never knew he was dying. I was 13, I never dreamed he could fall. And all the great aunts are red in the eyes from crying. I rang the bells, I never felt nothing at all. All the king's horses, all the king's men cannot bring him back again. Find me a bar or a girl or a guitar. Now where do you go on a Saturday night? I own this town. I spilled my wine at the bottom of the statue of Colonel Light. And the streets are so wide, everybody's inside, sitting in the same chairs they were sitting in last year. This is my town. All the king's horses, all the king's men wouldn't drag me back again. Adelaide, 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 Adelaide.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
She loves Wellington, she was born there. She grew up out in the Hutt Valley. Then she left home looking for something. She thought she'd find it in a city. She'd go dancing in the weekends. Her friends were starting up new bands. Tight black dresses and hairspray. Talking about tomorrow night, about 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, when the town starts filling up. Tomorrow night, about the time that the pubs start jumping and the drunks start fighting, we'll start dancing. She went to London to find work there, to claim her colonial birthright. Cleaning hotel rooms in the mother country while people trudge to work in the dim light. Yeah. She'd go dancing in the nightclubs on the underground, she'd ride, talking loud in a Kiwi accent,
talking about tomorrow night, about 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, when the town starts filling up. Tomorrow night, about the time that the pubs start jumping and the band starts playing. La la la. Oriental Bay, standing there in the sunlight, and they're playing a tape for the landing speed. Bonnie bowed like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. No, she didn't want to stay there, she's on her flight. She'll be standing on the same ground as we are. Ho! Tomorrow night, about 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, or when the town starts filling up. Tomorrow night, by the time that the pubs start jumping and the band starts playing. La 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 la, we'll start dancing. La 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 la, we'll start dancing. Tomorrow night, by the time that the pubs start jumping and the drunks start fighting, we'll start dancing.
That was a lovely little thing. That was The Front Lawn with Tomorrow Night. That was suggested by Patoothfish. That's another new name for me. So thank you very much to Patoothfish. Toothfish, but with a P. And ahead of that was Paul Kelly with Adelaide from 1985. That was the Antipodean selection, of course. Adelaide being in Australia, and the Front Lawn track mentioning Wellington, which is, of course, in New Zealand. So I say Antipodean, that's only from my perspective. From their perspective, we are at the Antipodean. Eh? Because it's antipodal. It's all very colonial. I probably shouldn't go into it here. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and this next one, I'm contractually obliged, as someone from Southampton, to spit on it. Patoo, patoo, patoo. This is Mike Oldfield with Portsmouth. Thank you. Mike Oldfield with Portsmouth from Omadorn in 1975. When Shiny Dan suggested that one, thanks Shiny Dan, he'd said it was essentially the only one he could think of, so I took to the internet, to DuckDuckGo, to search for songs that are about Portsmouth or mention Portsmouth. And similarly to Southampton, Portsmouth is afflicted by being mostly mentioned in very low-rent folk songs about sailing. But also, weirdly, a lot of hip-hop tracks, low-quality hip-hop tracks. Southampton has the same thing. A lot of low-quality hip-hop tracks mentioning Southampton. Not entirely sure what that's about. Is there a low-quality hip-hop scene on the South Coast that I was previously unaware of? The answer to that is probably yes, because I'm old and not into hip-hop so much. Not low-quality hip-hop, anyway. This is not low-quality hip-hop. This is a lovely song about an incinerator in Denmark. This is Carl Emil Petersen with Amager Forbrænding, I think. Anyway, it's nice. Enjoy.
wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
I could be a millionaire if I had the money. I could own a mansion. No, I don't think I'd like that. But I might write a song that makes you laugh. Now that would be funny. And you could tell your friends in England you'd like that. But now I've chosen aeroplanes and boats to come between us. And a line or two on paper wouldn't go amiss. How is Worcestershire? Is it still the same between us? Do you still use television to send you fast asleep? Can you last another week? Does the cistern still leak? Or have you found a man to mend it? Oh, and by the way, how's your broken heart? Is that mended too? I miss you. I miss you. I really do. I've been reading Browning, Keats and William Wordsworth, and they all seem to be saying the same thing for me. Well, I like the words they use, and I like the way they use them, you know. Home Thoughts from Abroad is such a beautiful poem. And I know how Robert Browning must have felt, 'cause I'm feeling the same way about you. Wondering what you're doing, and if you need some help. Do I still occupy your mind? Am I being so unkind? Do you find it very lonely? Or have you found someone to laugh with? Oh, and by the way, are you laughing now? 'Cause I'm not. I miss you. I miss you. I really.
A couple of very lovely tracks in a row. That was Clifford T. Ward with Home Thoughts from Abroad, taken from Gay and Other Stories. That was suggested by Phil Lench on account of its mentions of Worcestershire and Kidderminster. Or he is from Kidderminster, and it mentions Worcestershire. Anyway, yeah, it was a really lovely piece. And ahead of that was Carl Emil Peterson, suggested by Rachel, RVE.RC on the Mastodon. And that is pronounced, and she informs me that it is pronounced Amar for Branning. And it is the loveliest song there is about an incinerator. So there you go. That was really nice. It was a really lovely piece. Troggy suggested that that should have been Denmark's Eurovision entry, with lots of smoke on the stage and all that, and I'm inclined to agree. Right, I've got room for a couple more tracks tonight, and then I'm off to bed, and I should be back next week for more of these shenanigans and fun times. This one was suggested by In These Heels, for the line about... walking from Cork to Larne, and In These Heels lives in Larne or Cork, I don't know which one. Either way, probably very lovely. This is Johnny Cash with 40 Shades of Green.
Green, green, 40 shades of green. I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea from the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Dunedee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Well, there you go. Johnny Cash singing of his love of Ireland. And that's all I have time for tonight. Well, one more track. So thank you very much for joining me here. We'll be back again next week for more of the same shenanigans. I've been DJ Darren. You have been listening to The Playlist. Theoretically, coming up next is Brother Soul, Crate Digging with I Shot JR. But he is also having technical issues tonight. So I'm not sure what the crack is there. But hang on until after 10 o'clock and you may well hear some Brother Soul. I'm going to leave you with a suggestion from Rollo Treadway, which is a stunning piece of music. I genuinely adore this track. This is The Unthanks with the unofficial anthem of Tynedale. This is Farewell Regality, and just enjoy. Good night, all.
Now it's time to say farewell. Though I hope that we may meet again, and all things may be right again. We've lived and spent the day, and so we'll cry. Ability to winter's frost and fire, and there's no that I can bid you, but that peace and love can with you. Never mind wherever cold fates away from Hexhamshire. What is time that flies so fleet, but just a bird that flies. incivility to winter's frost and fire.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.